With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Namibia has partially addressed 9 of the 13 recommended actions to avoid grey listing, as reported by the Financial Intelligence Center during a recent plenary meeting in France. Financial Intelligence Center Director Brian Aseb.
The FATA further commented that the country continues to demonstrate that it has fully mobilized itself to implement the action plan by making initial progress in a short period of time. They also noted that Namibia has made good initial progress with its anti-money laundering risk-based supervision, increasing the filing of beneficial ownership, amongst other things. The way forward for Namibia is that we are now entering the period of compulsory reporting, which commences in November 2024 and ends in May 2026.
The Bank of Namibia has introduced a relief policy for the drought-affected farming sector, mandating loan restructuring, debt moratoriums and emergency funding with preferential terms. Agriculture Minister Kalish Letwein spoke to our news team about the policy's impact, sustainable drought solutions and tax incentives to aid farmers.
I am very happy that the Bank of Namibia is taking this step. I do believe it's long overdue. I think farmers have for long not been helped. The products that the financial sector is putting out in the field for farmers are not well tailored to help the cyclical ups and downs in the agricultural sector, and therefore I'm very happy. But of course, I would have liked to see what the instruments are, what the offering is. But on the principle itself, yes, I am very happy that initiative is taken. I hope it will be meaningful for farmers and not just other a bunch of loans with high interest rates that are becoming unaffordable to a group of entrepreneurs that are under financial strain.
You can listen to the full interview on the Future Media News channel on Iono. Institute for Public Policy Research Associate Frederico Links has raised concerns on Tuesday regarding the $6.2 million allocated for printing ballot papers for the country's upcoming elections.
An amount of $2.9 million was budgeted for the procuring of printing and production and printing services of the ballot papers. But when it announced in a statement on 18 October, the statement that dealt with the corruption allegations around this process, the ECN stated, to be clear and set the record straight, the total cost of this contract is $6.259 million. Now, this is more than double what is in the annual procurement plan. In fact, it's this contract is 116% more than what they had estimated themselves. Now, this speaks to the quality of the planning of the ECN.
The Democratic Alliance is calling on the Southern African Development Community to demand an independent recount of Mozambique's recent presidential elections, citing serious irregularities and political violence, including vote tampering and intimidation. Emma Louise Powell of the party has expressed concerns about the threats to democracy in Mozambique.
The Southern African Development Community has a critical role to play in ensuring peace, democracy and stability in the region. The DA, as part of South Africa's Government of National Unity, urges the SADC to act swiftly with a commitment to uphold democratic principles and prevent a crisis.
And Donald Trump's former advisor and close ally Steve Bannon is set to be released from prison today. Bannon has spent 4 months in a federal prison in Connecticut for refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena over the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Ira Spitzer has more.
Steve Bannon's release comes just a week before the presidential election, and the longtime Trump confidant has scheduled a news conference at a New York City hotel this afternoon. Bannon, who served for a while as Trump's chief White House strategist, is an influential and controversial conservative commentator. He was a prominent voice pushing Trump's false election fraud claims after the former president's loss in 2020. Bannon is expected to dive into the fray for the final week of campaigning, although it's still unknown what role he might play in the Trump campaign.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.